Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Iran reaffirms that the country's missile launches do not breach any United Nations Security Council resolutions, stressing that they are aimed at self-defense.
Since we do not have nuclear warheads and we have undertaken not to develop them, and the international community has put in place the best mechanisms that money can buy in order to make sure that we do not develop nuclear weapons, so we do not design any missiles to carry things that we do not have. So these missiles do not even fall within the purview of 2231, and they are not illegal. But let us look at this fact. Iran spends a fraction of what others spend on defense. Missiles are a means of our defense, which we need as a country that has been subjected to 8 years of war, where everybody, people want to forget that, but it's very difficult for Iranians to forget that. Now, we are developing those as a means of defense, but the same general who presided over the testing of that missile stated very carefully and very clearly, and I restate, that Iran will never use any means to attack any country, including our missiles. These are only for our defense. I challenge those who are complaining about Iran's missile program, taking photographs and making slideshows and all of that in front of the Security Council, to make the same statement, that they're not going to use force against Iran other than in self-defense.
Zarif made the remarks at a news conference alongside his Australian counterpart, Julie Bishop, in Canberra. He further called for boosting bilateral cooperation with Australia in its fight against terrorism and extremism. Iranian top diplomats said that lifting of anti-Iran sanctions have opened the road for cooperation between Iranian and Australian businesses. Bishop, for her side, called the fight against terrorism in Iraq and Syria a matter of common interest for Canberra and Tehran. Zarif is the first high-ranking Iranian official to visit Australia in more than a decade. The Iranian foreign minister's travel comes as part of his tour of Southeast Asia and the Pacific.